Well, we're going to have a regular old interview here, folks.
Gather round.
Yeah. And towards the end, what I... what I hope is at the end of all this, whatever's going to happen is that maybe we'll have a couple of questions, intelligent, I hope, from the audience. So it's just to kind of break things up a little bit. For now, we don't want to be interrupted. I'm going to just kind of read down a list of questions. When did you start playing the banjo?
In about 1950.
50, and from whom?
Brilliant.
Where was it that you saw Larry?
I lived in Dayton, Ohio, and Larry and my brother Bob were starting together as a team at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you might know this, but they did work together as Bob and Larry. In, 49 and 50 and 51, around through there. And they, of course, worked with the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. And I was going to school, and they came home. And I got watching Larry play, and it kind of intrigued me.
And did your folks play at all?
Our dad plays some guitar, and he plays the banjo like the gentleman that just went off.
Well, did you learn any of those tunes at all?
No, I can't play that.
Did you learn any of the tunes if you played in a different style?
No, I never could, from the way he played, I never could get too much out of it. he'd like to hear that, I'm sure, but... he plays differently than anyone I've ever seen, and I couldn't understand the tunes that he plays. He learned them long ago, and I never could get anything out of it too much.
Whereabouts is he from?
Hyden, Kentucky, same as Bobby and I.
Oh, I see. Playing one of those old-timey tunes, maybe now would be the time to do that John Henry, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
if you don't mind. Sonny does a number of tunes that are down in these oddball tunings on the banjo, and this is one of the oddest. I think he said he learned this from Joe Stewart, is that right? Joe Stewart, banjo player, was with Bill Monroe for a while and probably with others. Played banjo and fiddle and guitar with Bill at one time or another. I think this tuning is the same as a lot of old-time banjo players use for Cumberland Gap. And I can't tell you what it is. E flat minor, I'm told by Mr. Osborne. All right, and then Sonny, you just take it from there and do three songs more, or something like that, in a different style.
You stay here like it is.
Well, folks, you'll find this fella records for some labor or other, and you'll find his latest record out on tape.
Mike is a good friend, really.